This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I feel like I need a little bit of a Viva Las Vegas. I'm getting the feeling. Heading out tomorrow. Viva Las Vegas. Can you do a little Elvis for me, Super Don? I know you can.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's about the extent of it, yeah.
Does Elvis even go to Vegas anymore? I don't know. That's such a stereotype, probably.
Well, if you believe that he never died, then I suppose he could.
If Elvis is alive today, he's eating organic, raw, non-GMO food, or else he's a goner. I'm just saying. So we'll see if we can find out. We'll be joined. We got a stellar cast today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Absolutely stellar. Starting with our good friend Nick Brannigan will be joining us in a few minutes from Health Conspiracy Radio. He's helping me to coordinate a couple of major league events in Las Vegas this very weekend, Saturday the 15th, Sunday the 16th. Stand by for that. Also, TMB, Ty Bollinger, is going to drop in a little bit early to go outside the box. Why? Because my good friend Jerry Doyle called and wants me on his show for a segment to talk about this weekend and some other issues coming up in Las Vegas. So he's going to interview Alan Phillips, another. We got the family of Natural News Radio on tonight. Nick Brannigan, Alan Phillips, Know Your Rights, vaccinerights.com, and then, of course, TMB and me. And don't forget Super Don. So I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, well, Ty Bollinger just shot me a message saying that I should make the chewing sound of peanut butter and bacon sandwich. That'll sound like Elvis.
According to TMB, Elvis has definitely not switched over to raw, organic, non-GMO.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I'm a bit confused. I thought it was peanut butter and banana.
No, it was probably bacon. Come on. Did you see how big Elvis
I'm
got?
I'm pretty sure. Look, my stepmom was really big into Elvis. We had Elvis everything.
Did you have a velvet Elvis?
You know what? You mean the picture up on the wall?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I'm not kidding. No.
Dogs playing poker.
Yeah, I mean, I got to see all the Elvis movies. I was very young and watching Elvis in Blue Hawaii.
Very young and impressionable, and now a big fan of Barry Manilow. So there you go.
Well, you know, how'd that happen? They're kind of the same, aren't they?
Him and Neil Diamond. Actually, Elvis did a Neil Diamond song. He did Sweet Caroline. Did you know that?
Yeah, but he made it his own.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's what Elvis did. What are you going to say?
That's right.
Okay. Oh, man, I'm just like two into Vegas already. This is crazy. But we got the ACAM conference coming up. We're going to get together with Paul Bertero, Dr. Daniel Newsom, Seth Quinto from Argentin 23, Natural Immunogenics, plus lots of other surprise guests we'll be able to connect with and record, and, of course, for Friday and more coming up. But first and foremost, the world's largest ever study on GMO pesticide safety is about to launch out of London. Of all places. This is big news. And Daniel, tell me when you get Nick Brannigan, you can pot him up and we can chat on all of this stuff, because this is right in his wheelhouse. So you just let me know when you got him. But man, oh man, it's about dang time. We've got the story linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. GMO pesticide safety. You know, it's amazing. Our federal government, the protector of all life on planet Earth, especially American life, has never tested GMOs for safety. Never! Nor any of these other pesticides. And so they had to go out to an independent group, a $25 million factor GMO study, finally going to investigate the health effects of genetically modified crops. It's been in our food and animal supplies feed for years. Better late than never. Is the FDA conducting this? No.
No. And you know how you can tell that the FDA is not conducting this?
How's that?
By the way they're conducting it.
If
you look at the details here, this is like the GMO study that we have been fantasizing about for years, because they've pulled out all the stops.
Right.
They've eliminated all of the things that people could point fingers at and say, oh, see, no. See, that's not, you didn't do that right.
Yeah.
They've crossed their T's and dotted the I's on this thing. It's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, as I'm reading through this news report, Green Med Info always does a good job of overviewing it. Our good friend Sayer G will be down. There's a big event happening in Naples in February. Look at that. We're just doing some South Florida stuff coming up. We'll get you some more info on that. This is really looks to be, at this point, a study where they are not allowing any of the biotech industry to participate.
Right.
Nor are they allowing the anti-GMO activists. They're really going for the science, trying to really be honoring to, all right, non-bias on any side. Let's see what happens. And they say the study is not going to last 21 days, nor 42 days, but 2 to 3 years, with interim results being published at a regular interval. So they are really going to cover this thing and going to offspring of these rats.
Yeah.
Like the Seralini study.
That right there is the significant part, I think, in this, is that they're looking at multiple generations, which has not been done before that I'm aware of. And so now we're really going to finally get the answer as to whether this is having an effect on birth defects and on fertility. I mean, it's an exciting thing, I think.
Well, it really is. It's about dang time, as I say. And, this time and day and age, if you say, well, GMOs should be there, well, you'll have your day in court. For those of us who say GMOs should not be, we'll have our day in the scientific realm, theoretically at least, unbiased, just let the science go where it goes, right?
Did you see who the initiator and coordinator of the experiment is?
No, who is that?
The Russian National Association for Genetic Safety. Their acronym is NAGS.
NAGS. I like that. Those are good NAGS. That's a good NAG. In fact, they have in Russia, interestingly enough, you look at the former Soviet Union, what did they do? Banned microwave ovens, right? In some ways, they were ahead of us on protecting their population much further than our own FDA protects the population, which it doesn't. It protects the interest, the economic interest of, for instance, the pharmaceutical industrial complex and all of their products, as well as the biotech industry. As we see, the USDA never seemingly met a GMO that didn't go, it's probably fine. Where's the study? Study.
Reasonably safe.
Overrated, right? We don't need a study. They say, hey, the biotech industry says it's cool. Why should we study it, right? They say it's okay.
It's pink, therefore it's meat. Right?
Oh, man. Unbelievable. So check that out. We'll be following up on that as this goes. Also, another study here related to the FDA. This comes out of AllGov. FDA tests. Guess what percentage of food products does it test for pesticide residue?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. About half, maybe?
Half of a percent, maybe. That's it. Less than 1%.
Yeah, less than 1%.
The FDA doesn't think pesticides are dangerous. We don't need to test for pesticides. Let's see, what are pesticides meant to do? Kill things, disrupt the endocrine system of insect life and all life that eats the insects, much less those who are exposed to the same chemical compounds.
It's only going to kill the insects.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't hurt people. People aren't insects. Well, some of them are, but...
They're not insects. Well, certainly they treat us as if we're insects in many ways. So
less than 1%. Now, here's the thing. Just right off the top of my head, the reason why the FDA does not test hardly anything for pesticide residue is because if they did that, they would be saying that pesticides are bad. And there's probably somebody out there selling some pesticide that wouldn't want that kind of press.
You think? Unbelievable here. Now, of course, we're just orthorexic. We're in the DSM-5. We all need to be medicated heavily by FDA-approved psychiatric drugs, because we have the audacity to believe that altering the gene structure of plants created by a creator of some kind, whatever you want to call that creator, is not good for us. We do not believe or perceive in any way, shape, or form that synthetic toxic poisons are also safe for ingestion at any age or at any level. And because of that, of course, we may be considered to be homegrown terrorists because we actually believe in growing at home our own food. That's tantamount to terrorism
only
today,
terrorists
don't you know?
Do that.
Only terrorists grow their own food. Sure. Come on. And only terrorists want to eat organic food. Of course, we're elitist terrorists because, you know, we want to go organic. We don't want to eat the garbage that is foisted upon us by a government or government agencies protecting, again, the economic interests of the boys.
I'm the terrorist with the Berber carpet in my cave. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, Berber carpet in your cave.
Well, if you're an elitist terrorist, doesn't that make sense?
I thought that was on your chin there. You just had a scruffy
Berber
5 o'clock shadow.
I have Berber carpet on my chin?
By 5 o'clock.
Oh, is that what it looks like now? I'm getting old.
You're just a manly man. What are we going to do with you, Nick? Yeah. Good Lord.
Speaking of manly men, later on in the show, we're going to be talking about what manly men can do to attract women.
Oh, yeah. Get ready for your dance moves. Hey, and speaking of manly men, we got Nick Brannigan, Health Conspiracy Radio, right here on National News Radio. He's with me, and we're going to be together in Las Vegas. Nick, my friend, thank you for being here.
Hey, Robert. Haven't seen any Elvis sightings out here lately. Maybe a couple impersonators, but by the look of their shape, they're not eating organic plant-based diet, to tell you that much.
See, that's what I was thinking, because, you know, Elvis was on a different bent at that time, and unless he made the major change, I don't think he survived. That's just my opinion.
No, but these guys work for tips, and maybe next time we throw them a five instead of a single, they can afford some good, wholesome organic food, and we can whip them into the young Elvis instead of the old
Elvis. Isn't that amazing? Food that doesn't have extra toxic poison on it is more expensive. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, it's the sign of a world of a corrupt government, of a health conspiracy, if I may, when the government takes millions of dollars and gives them to companies that grow food with genetic engineering and pesticides, and then they take food companies that grow food without those same toxic chemicals and make them pay an exorbitant fee to have a label that says we don't use poisons on our food.
Yes.
So if there's not a health conspiracy, if that's not a health conspiracy, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. That's why you do Health Conspiracy Radio. Hey, real quick, we're about up on our first break, and we're going to get into the events in Las Vegas. How do people listen to Health Conspiracy Radio? How often is it on?
Health Conspiracy Radio airs weekly. It's on nationalnewsradio.com. It is on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and also some of the archives, the older archives, are on healthconspiracy.com, and all the 2014 archives are on nationalnewsradio.com.
Nice, nice. All right, well, more with Nick Brannigan about what's happening in Las Vegas, why you want to be there with us. Stand by for that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need. guaranteed to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
It's Werewolves of Las Vegas right now. Nick Brannigan, Health Conspiracy Radio. We've got it linked up in the show notes. You'll see his picture. Just click on it. You can get to the archives and listen to all of his great shows. And, Nick, I'm just thrilled to be back with you in Las Vegas this weekend, and I appreciate you connecting us. We've done an event before at Naturally Organic Healing Center, so that'll be our second time there. But I'm really, really stoked about the Go Raw Cafe, because I've been enjoying food there every time I go to Vegas for years. So this is going to be extra special.
Yeah, so if anyone is coming to Vegas specifically to see Robert, because why wouldn't you? Go Raw Cafe is probably the only place I actually eat at, because I'm such a picky, clean eater. I, you know, respect my body so much. I won't eat non-organic food very often. And when I go out to eat, it's Go Raw Cafe, or it's a meal made at home, maybe the occasional organic salad bar at Whole Foods. But it's the number one spot for top quality, clean, organic, raw food in Las Vegas. So I'm excited for you to speak there, you know, just so I can, you know, pay him a visit and get a great meal while I listen to you talk. So it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, and I got word that they're going to have silver there, so we're going to be pouring. It's going to be happy hour. And the event is Saturday the 15th, this coming November 15th. And it's what time and everything, so we can get it all set up as far as when happy hour begins?
We're going to start to we're going to try to get people there at 3:30, but the talk itself is going to start at 4.
Okay.
So if you have those shots ready at 4, they'll be there for everyone that's there. Then we'll hear you from 4 to about a 2-hour talk at right 4 to 6.
Yep, yep. And we'll hear from you too, Nick. So you know, there'll be some things you're going to need to plug into as well, and it'll go all over the healing map. And you know, the silver shots, we're not talking about injecting silver. We're going to pour little shots, and you're going to be doing happy hour 2-for-1s. Actually, they'll be free. We'll be pouring free silver shots for everybody in attendance as well. So that's Go Raw Cafe East. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. And the title of that talk, because it's subtly different on the Sunday event that we're going to be doing, live broadcasting from the Naturally Organic Healing
Healing Center. So we make the distinction. So if you want to choose, you can come to both, but if you want to choose.
Yeah, that's the great thing for people in Las Vegas is, you know, Las Vegas is a pretty big city. So the Naturally Organic Healing Center is closer to the what we call the Summerlin area, and the Go Raw Cafe Talk on that Saturday is closer to what we call the Henderson area. So if you're either way, you're going to be pretty close to one of those two areas. So if you don't have to drive across town to Summerlin, if you're in Henderson, and vice versa. So we've made it really easy to get this information. It's on a weekend. It's on times that are great, that everyone and most people are available. And the raw food / organic / you know, just the overall true food movement is really growing in Las Vegas, and and it's a rare treat to have a really polished speaker and someone like yourself, Robert, who's been in this alternative health game for probably over a decade now. So that's why I encourage everyone to come.
Yeah, a long time. So we're going to do, and in the Sunday event, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Naturally Organic Healing Center at 10 a.m. to noon Pacific. And then we'll start the lecture shortly thereafter, so a midday Sunday afternoon lecture there as well. We'll also have free silver shots. And rumor has it Jerry Doyle may be showing up early to be on the broadcast that morning. So if you want to drop by and be part of that live event, that's going to be historic for Vegas. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah, and for people that don't know, Jerry Doyle, what is he, like top three or four nationally syndicated radio hosts in America, I believe. And he's right here in Las Vegas, so you're getting a double treat to see one of the biggest alternative health radio hosts with one of the biggest nationally syndicated radio hosts right here in Las Vegas. And appreciate everyone, you know, just supporting places like Natural Organic Healing Center. That's why we're so excited for you to be there, Robert, because it's you can meet the owner when you go there. It's not like Whole Foods. You're never going to meet the CEO of that place.
Yeah,
and he's providing lots of non-GMO supplements and classes like yoga and meditation. So everyone's looking forward to everyone coming down here and really getting this knowledge. And bring your notepads and bring your pens, your audio recorders, because it's going to be a lot of great information that you're going to want to review and implement into your life, which is the most important thing.
And bring a dancer. We might bust a move because there's a story about that a little later in the show. One last thing. We got about a minute before I got to take a break here. Cow's milk can deliver AIDS drug to infants. This is a brutally ugly story. You talk about a health conspiracy, Nick. It's bad enough if you drink factory farm milk. I don't recommend it for anybody. If it's pasteurized, if it's homogenized, stay away from it. But they're talking about hyper-homogenizing AIDS drugs into the milk that they want to deliver into kids. And the fact that there's no HIV and that HIV doesn't cause AIDS, besides the point, we just want to make the drugged milk that's already drugged even more druggy.
Yeah, it's a really interesting concept to where apparently there's the micelles. The micelles carry molecules that have little water solubility, like this AIDS drug, right on the verge. And what I find funny, not funny or ironic, but what wasn't surprising is the best way to put it, is that the kids, quote, unquote, that need these drugs, 90% of them are in what country? Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick, if you look back at the drug, and it's been funded by the Bill Melinda Gates Foundation.
Nick, we got to run. I'm going to see you in Vegas real soon. I've got to take a break. I'm going to be on the Jerry Doyle Show for a segment. Ty Bollinger is coming in to interview Alan Phillips. Vaccine rights coming up next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
No, this is not Don. This is Super Don.
Hey, Robert. Super Don. Hey,
yeah,
it's Robert.
Robert has decided to exit the building. I guess I should say Elvis has left the building, right?
with all the Elvis talk that we were talking about there. But he's hanging out with Jerry Doyle for the next segment. And taking his place, filling the hot seat there, is Ty Bollinger. How you doing, Ty?
What's going on, Super Don? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but can you hear me? Okay.
No, actually, this is not Ty. It's RSV right here, Super Don.
Rocking the health world.
Rocking the health world. So what's going on, man?
Coming up, we've got a guest for this segment, and Daniel, let me know when we've got him. Alan Phillips from VaccineRights.com.
Yeah, he is the only attorney in the United States who is devoted 100% to vaccines and exemptions and waivers. So he's a good guy to interview, especially in light of the fact that almost on a weekly basis, I get emails and questions from people about how do I get my kid exempted from the vaccines? You know, what, are they mandatory? Do I have to do this? So this is going to be great. Is he on the line yet?
I think we've got Alan. Are you there? Alan, are you there?
All right, I'm not hearing anyone.
No, Alan.
So I'm here.
Oh, Alan is there.
Hey.
Alan, all right, Alan Phillips, you're on with Ty Bollinger.
Alan, how are you? This is Ty Bollinger. We got Super Don Naylor on with us as well, but thank you for coming on the show tonight. I'm actually filling in for Robert. He just stepped away and had to go do another radio show.
Well, I am delighted to be here, pleased and honored. It's a real privilege. Great to be here and be able to talk with you about vaccine exemptions this evening.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you this, Alan. I was just sharing with Don here as we brought you on the line here. On almost a weekly basis, I get emails from people, mothers, fathers, that have a child. They're about to go to school, and they don't want to vaccinate, but they think that it's mandatory in their states. Is there any state that having your child vaccinated is mandatory?
You know, a lot of people say that because there are exemptions and vaccines aren't really mandatory, and I think that's problematically misleading.
Okay.
The starting place is vaccines are required in many, many different areas. Let me give you a real quick list. They're required for school and daycare enrollment. They're required hepatitis B vaccine required at birth in most, if not all, states now. They're required in the military for military members and families. They're required for immigration. They're required increasingly in the workplace. Primarily right now we're seeing a trend sweep across the country. Each year more hospitals coming on board mandating vaccines as a condition of employment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's by state law, sometimes it's by company policy. So they're mandated in many, many different areas here in the U.S., not just for school and daycare, and increasingly more so for adults, as well as more and more vaccines for children who are already required to get vaccines. So the starting place is, yes, in all these different areas, vaccines are mandated. The next step is that some people in each of these different arenas can qualify for one or more exemptions that may be available. Okay. But not everybody can qualify for an exemption in every situation. So to say they're not really mandated because there are exemptions is not only technically incorrect, but misleadingly so, because then people may think, oh, well, they're not required, I don't have to do anything. And yes, you do have to do something. You have to proactively exercise an exemption successfully if you're going to avoid the vaccines that are mandatory. And then, of course, there's a whole list of recommended vaccines that aren't mandated. But in all these different areas, the starting place is, yes, they're mandatory.
Okay, so Alan, when you say they're mandated, then you're mandated, mandatory, required. These are all synonymous terms. That's the way that we're to understand the term.
Yeah, as I'm using them here in this situation, yeah, interchangeable terms. It's a step-by-step logic, if you want to think of it in that sense. The starting place is they're mandatory. The second step is, are there any exemptions? And yes, there are one or more exemptions available in any place that vaccines are mandated in the U.S. And then the third step is, well, what are those exemptions and do I qualify for any of them? And the reason I say they're mandated, and that it's not correct to say because there are exemptions, they aren't mandated, is that not everybody can qualify for an exemption in every situation.
Okay. Well, that's good information to know, because a lot of times it's a little bit of an ambiguous area for people that are trying to get an exemption. And I guess there's a lot of disinformation out there as well that says, no, they're not mandatory, you know, and so there's not much you need to do about it. You don't have to take exemptions. But the fact of the matter is, I'm sorry, you don't have to take vaccines. The fact is you do, they are mandated, but there are potentially exemptions, but you've got to proactively seek after those.
With respect to those vaccines that are mandated, yes, you have to proactively take steps to exercise an exemption in order to avoid the mandatory vaccines, or have some penalty that goes along with that. For, you know, if vaccines are required for school and you don't get the vaccines and you don't exercise an exemption, then you can't go to school. You know, it doesn't mean that somebody's going to come to your house and hold you down and vaccinate you, but there's going to be a consequence or penalty of some kind.
Well, let me ask you this, Alan, because that leads me to an interesting question. So let's say you're a healthcare professional. You're a doctor, a nurse. Maybe you are opposed to vaccines, but you also would like to continue putting bread on the table for your family. How would a health professional get an exemption without losing his or her job?
This is a fairly complicated arena for a variety of reasons. One, it's a fairly new situation for both the employers and the employees alike. So for starters, you know, if I get too far off here, feel free to jump in and reel me back in. But for starters, the state exemption laws apply to students, not to employees. According to the CDC, there's only three states that have state exemption laws that would apply to healthcare workers, and that's Maryland, New Hampshire, and Maine. In fact, Maine actually has a philosophical exemption at the state level, the only state in the country that does that I know of. But for the rest of the country, there is no exemption law that says here's your right to refuse vaccines in the workplace.
Okay.
And there's even some states, you know, most of what's going on around the country is being mandated by the individual employer, the company, or the hospital system, and not by the government. But there are a few states that have laws requiring flu shots or other vaccines for healthcare workers. So sometimes it's a company policy, and sometimes it's a state law.
Okay.
But in either situation, federal civil rights law provides an out. Now, it's not an exemption law per se. It's an anti-religious discrimination law that requires employers to accommodate their employees' religious beliefs and practices.
Okay.
So it can function like a religious exemption law, but it's not like a state religious exemption law for kids in school, for example, that there's no specific procedure that says you do XYZ, you have a religious exemption to vaccines. So it's a little less straightforward. And there's two big hurdles that I see over and over in this arena. And at this point, I'm proud to say that I've worked with about 350 healthcare workers around the country. I've seen a really good sampling over the last 3 or 4 years of what's going on around the country in this arena, and there's some very disturbing trends that I've seen out of that. For example, I would say well over 95% of my healthcare worker clients, employers, are just making up their own religious exemption policies that violate federal civil rights law. They do things like say you have to have a member of the clergy write a letter for you, for example. You can't lawfully do that. That violates federal law. Mm-hmm. They will impose these ridiculous, coercive and punitive mask policies where they'll say, if you don't get a flu shot, you've got to wear a mask. They tell the nurses in some cases, all 12 hours of your shift for 8 months out of the year, which is absurdly ridiculous, violates federal civil rights law, in my opinion, and several other things they do here. But on the employee side, what most employees want to do when they write what I call a statement of their religious beliefs opposed to vaccines, the way the law works is just not consistent with most people's common sense approach. So most people, first of all, are dealing with an unlawful policy on the employer's part, and then they are doing a very reasonable common sense thing, but ultimately shooting themselves in the foot because the way the law works on that point is not consistent with most people's common sense approach. But the good news, let me throw just one other quick point in here, because this is a really important one. A lot of people hear the phrase religious exemption and they say, oh, well, that counts me out. I don't even go to church, or you know, I'm not a Christian Scientist or something like that. This issue has to do with the way the law defines religion for legal purposes, and not what do you or I think is religion or religious belief. And a full explanation is lengthy, but in quick summary, it doesn't matter whether you belong to any religious organization at all. It doesn't matter which one you belong to. If you do belong to one, there's even a narrow category of beliefs you could hold as an atheist that are protected religious beliefs, protected by law. So in terms of who can walk through that door as a starting place, it's wide open.
Pretty much anybody.
Yeah, just about anyone. Now, it's not. It doesn't mean that any belief qualifies. You have to meet the legal definition, but as a starting place, it's wide open. But again, there are problems in terms of the employers are making up unlawful policies, and the employees don't understand how the law works, and so they are running into problems in that end as well. But if you get the information about how it works, you know, this is something that most people can probably be successful with if they approach it the right way from the start.
Awesome. You know, we've just got a short amount of time left, Alan. Real quick, a very frequent question I get from military, is it possible that military can get exemptions from vaccines?
You can, and you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation on the internet, like this one. The one I hear about this all the time is, oh, you can get it, but you have to get it when you go in, and you can't get it after that. There are regulations that spell out a very specific procedure. Again, you're going to have to state your beliefs, religious beliefs. And, you know, not every situation involving religious exemptions do you have to state your beliefs. Whenever you do have to state your beliefs, that's where I recommend that people consider doing a consultation or getting information in whatever way they can about how the law works, because that's where it gets tricky. But it's
hey,
there.
Alan, we got to take a break. Can you hang on and come back after this break?
All right, let's go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, we're back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We happen to have RSD with us. Back, Robert?
Oh, is it the Robert Scott Bell Show again now?
I think it's still the Robert. Well, actually, right now it's the Super Dawn and TMB show.
Okay.
So, yeah, we actually have Alan Phillips still. He was kind enough to stay on the line with us because at the end of the last segment, he was answering the question about the military exemption. So, Alan, if you would, go ahead and finish up that train of thought. Then I got a couple more questions for you. We got a real brief segment here, just a few, probably about 5 minutes left. But if you could answer that on the military.
Sure. There are regulations that provide for both religious and medical exemptions in the military. This is another one of the situations where you do need to put your beliefs in writing, and you don't have to do that in every situation. Some state school exemptions, for example, you check a box or sign a form or write a sentence, but any situation where you have to state your religious beliefs, that's where I recommend that people be careful, get extra help, hire an attorney who's experienced, or find information about how the law works. But the procedure is there.
Okay.
And not everybody in the military knows that. So,
yeah, I, as a matter of fact, I would say most people in the military don't, because I can't count the number of times I've been contacted by military members trying to, you know, asking me that, and I did not have an answer for them. So it's great information. One more quick question for you, Alan. So let's say you got somebody, a kid that wants to go to college, and the college is requiring a certain vaccine. Is that scenario pretty much the same as the military? There are exemptions, but you have to know what they are. Are they religious exemptions? What might that be?
Well, there's sort of two different categories at the college level. Just in general, they usually, it's a state, going to be a state law thing at that, in this arena, and usually they've got the same exemptions and same or similar procedure at college they do in grade school. But where this arena gets tricky is where you're dealing with students in a healthcare curriculum. You have like nursing students, pre-med students, and others that have to do what they call clinical rotations or clinical work in a local hospital. That's a situation where the clinical sites require vaccines, and the state exemption law will exempt you from state-mandated vaccines for the classroom for school enrollment, but not for the clinical vaccines. vaccine requirements. The good news there is that federal civil rights law that typically applies to employers and employees can create an out there. But that's a more complicated arena. The schools and clinical sites aren't familiar with the application of federal civil rights law in this arena, in my experience, and so you probably are going to have an attorney help you with that one. But generally in college, you're just dealing with the same state exemption laws that you're dealing with in the same state in grade school.
Okay. Well, you know, this is an area that is not near as simple as it may sound. You know, it's not just, okay, mandated exemption or vaccines, there are exemptions, go fill them out and you're okay. This is something that you really do need somebody like yourself, Alan, an expert to help. Give the folks that are listening your website, contact information, because Alan's actually written a fantastic ebook. It's called Vaccine Legal Exemptions. That could be a good place for you to start if you're listening and you want to find out some of this information. Go ahead and hit us with that information, Alan.
Sure. VaccineRights.com. Web address, VaccineRights.com. And you can reach me by email at attorney@VaccineRights.com. And phone numbers on the website, top of every page, vaccinerights.com. And the ebook, I'll give just a quick plug at that. You know, I discovered there's a lot of very well-meaning but misinformed information on the Internet about exemption waivers. And sometimes people rely on stuff on the Internet and it works, but sometimes it doesn't. So you got to be really careful. There are some situations that are pretty simple and straightforward. You sign a form, check a box, or what have you. No one needs to hire an attorney to do that. But in some arenas, it is more complicated. So the starting step is always to determine what is the law and procedure that you're dealing with.
Right.
And the ebook gives you all kinds of information to help you understand how the law works and how to make informed decisions and choices. You know, when do you need an attorney? Well, the ebook can help you figure that out.
Right.
You know, no sense in hiring an attorney if you don't need one. But in some situations, you probably really should have one. And it's good to know that ahead of time because it's real hard to fix a situation after you've already had your exemption request rejected.
Sure. So, you know, folks, honestly, it's $25 for the ebook.
All right.
That's nothing. It's well worth spending the $25 to have the peace of mind that you're doing this right, because this is an area that you could really get into a lot of trouble if you do it wrong. I highly recommend that you get a hold of this book if you're thinking about filling out some of these exemption forms.
Hey, TMB, thank you, man. What a great interview with Alan Phillips. I just got back.
Jerry
Doyle Show.
Hey, Robert,
Alan,
how you doing?
Say goodbye. Good, man. Just in time to say goodbye, and thank you, Alan, for being on board. I'm so sorry I missed you. It wasn't anything you said, I promise.
Well, thanks for clarifying it. Listen, thanks so much for having me, all you guys. Great pleasure and honor, and hope we'll get to talk with you again at some point in the future.
Absolutely. Great, appreciate you, Alan. And TMB, I appreciate you. You rocked that interview.
Well, you know, it's only because you gave me all the questions.
I think we're going to have to go outside the box after this, don't you?
We'll have to. Because then you know why?
Because say it, the power.
The power to heal is yours.
Yeah, baby.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.